This is a podcast from RTE Radio 1.
And the following is the result.
The first count in Galway West.
And it's not easy. Election counts aren't easy for any candidate.
The total poll, 49,944. Boyle votes, 478.
I deem them to be elected.
Hello and welcome to The Constituency. Behind me, a Welsh traditional group. Participants in this week's Pan-Celtic Festival are entertaining the Letterkenny lunchtime crowds. But in a few weeks' time, this area will also be the stage for one of the toughest, some would say the nastiest, battles of the general election. Later, I'll also be hearing about the contest for the three seats in the Donegal South West constituency. But much of this week's focus is on Donegal North East, a constituency apart because all three of its TDs represent Fianna Fáil. Kieran O'Donnell of the Donegal Democrat newspaper has been telling me how this unique 1-2-3 came about.
Jim McDade and Sheila Keaveney were the TDs that were elected for Fianna Fáil back in 2002, and Niall Blaney was elected as an independent Fianna Fáil TD at that stage, a party which was set up by his late uncle Neil T. The Blaney name rejoined Fianna Fáil, and that came about as a result of independent Fianna Fáil agreeing after a vote to sort of amalgamate with Fianna Fáil and Donegal North East, and it resulted in three outgoing Fianna Fáil TDs looking for re-election this time round.
Now, it had been thought that Jim McDade was going to retire. Indeed, he announced his retirement and then he changed his mind.
Yes, around this time last year, Jim McDade announced that he was retiring, and he listed out his reasons why he was doing so. Very shortly after that, Niall Blaney had indicated that he was going to join the Fianna Fáil party, and that hadn't happened all that long before Jim McDade decided that he wasn't going to retire and said about doing his U-turn. But it has added a bit of spice, in fact a lot of spice, to the election. It's highly unlikely that all three outgoing TDs will actually get back in again.
I've changed my mind basically because of two things. One was the way that we happened to be treated by our headquarters, who were intended, if I might use the word, to walk on us at that stage.
9 months on from the return of the Blaneys to the Fianna Fáil fold, it's clear that Jim McDade is still unhappy with how the deal was done.
The organisation here in Donegal North East wanted me to run, and basically the people of Letterkenny and Milford wanted me to run again, because what happened was that in the vacuum I was leaving a huge disturbance. There was quite a mess being created in the vacuum that I was leaving behind, and that's basically it.
The former cabinet member says various discussions were held on the merger, but he insists he got a shock when the final agreement was reached.
Well, basically it was that we were having a meeting and that a decision had been taken that there would be no further discussions regarding the amalgamation for the rest of the period of the summer. That was July or August. Only to find that the following day that they had gone ahead with the amalgamation anyway. So that was basically it. That was the last straw.
When people hear all of this, though, they must assume that it's a far from united Fianna Fáil ticket in Donegal North East.
I suppose one would have to agree with it, but it's a very, very strong organisation here in Donegal North East, which is one of the reasons why I am putting my name forward. We're under no illusion that we're probably only going to get two out of the three, so it's going to, you know, fighting to the last is good for everybody. So the competition, in my opinion, is good, and at the end of the day, I have a great bunch of people behind me here, and I'd be fairly confident.
A couple of years back, a football manager coined the phrase bounce-back ability, and one person in Donegal said to me that the word could have been made for Dr. Jim McDade. His ability to attract controversy has only been matched by his ability to then sweep it aside. But in a county where the high number of road deaths is a live political issue, his conviction for drink driving must rankle with some voters. I asked if members of the public raised the matter with him.
They always do. As I said, I put my name forward in this here, fully realising that what I had done on that particular day will remain with me for the rest of my life. Did I think it was a reason why I shouldn't put my name forward? Yes, that cropped up from time to time. But at the end of the day, as my people around me said to me, let the people decide that. Let the people decide that if James McDade is not wanted on account of that conviction, then they should decide that. What I'm really saying to you is, that was a terrible thing to do at that time. And, you know, okay, and I will live with it for the rest of my life. But I believe that the people up here see a different side, a different James McDade than the James McDade that appears in the tabloids from time to time. And that's what I'm banking on for this election. Of course, that may well be an issue, but I leave that up to the people.
One of the things that people in this area do care deeply about is Letterkenny's hospital, and specifically the campaign for enhanced cancer treatment facilities there, including radiotherapy. Now, last year, up to 10,000 people attended a protest organised by the lobby group Donegal Action for Cancer Care. So I put it to the constituency's most senior politician that people felt let down.
With regards to Letterkenny, I mean, Letterkenny employs 1,350 people. It has 88 million of a budget. It has huge facilities from the days that I used to do surgery up there. So, there's been huge progress there. But in answer to your question with regards to cancer services, yes, I think that we have been let down with regards to cancer services. And I have been outspoken on this particular point. I said, you can forget about Derry, you can forget about Belfast, you can forget about Dublin. There is no point in us talking about cancer services if our women and our cancer patients have to go for radiation oncology at a time when they are debilitated. And you have to travel. You travel that road yourself. You have to travel 4 hours up and probably stay overnight. And most of the time when you get chemotherapy, you have to do that at least for 7 weeks, 8 weeks in a row. So from that point of view, I have no hesitation in saying that we have failed there.
Jim McDade sounding suspiciously like a member of the opposition. Now, for 80 years, the Blaney name has been synonymous with politics in this part of the country. Sacked from the cabinet during the arms crisis, Neil T. Blaney left Fianna Fáil and campaigned under the banner Independent Fianna Fáil. Based in the Milford part of the constituency, he built up a formidable organisation. His nephew, Niall, led that organisation back into Fianna Fáil. But local observers say there is a real chance that he could be the electoral loser and that the Blaney dynasty could be brought to an end. So I asked, does he have any regrets?
None at all, Rachel. Can I say there, I said, this wasn't an idea of Niall Blaney. This was first mooted by the organisation. But I certainly have to say, no regrets. The welcome there for me and my organisation and Fianna Fáil was awesome.
But what about your own organisation? Because certainly at the time of the merger last year, there was a lot of talk about unrest, unhappiness, and some unhappiness, it was said, within the Blaney family.
Yeah, there was unrest within some of the organisation and within a portion of the Blaney family as well. This merger had been tried on a number of occasions, and even on a couple of occasions by Neil himself. It never happened. The main reason it never happened was that too much was known about it locally. This always had to happen at the top. But now, nearly 1 year on, I can say that my organisation are 100% behind me, and I haven't lost any of my organisation as a result of the merger.
Really? Because as you know, there has been speculation that not only will you lose voters on this occasion because of the merger, but that some members of the organisation must have left.
Well, that's politics, and I suppose maybe other parties trying to make gains here and there. I can sit here and tell you very solidly, I haven't lost any of my organisation. My organisation, I would say, is stronger than maybe ever it was for a long, long time as a result of some of those comments that were made. And probably if there are a few more comments made like it before the election, I think it'll make my organisation even more stronger.
It has also been argued that you could lose voters, to Sinn Féin in particular, because of the move.
Well, again, obviously Sinn Féin was making that comment, and if they want to believe that, they can, but I know different.
At the time you joined Fianna Fáil, though, you hadn't expected Jim McDade to be in the field.
Well, I suppose when I joined, Jim McDade didn't expect to be in the field, but Jim changed his mind for his own reasons. That aside, I met the Taoiseach on it, and I agreed to let Jim McDade on the field. We'll all fight the election based on our own track record, and if we can hold the three seats that we currently hold, I think that'll be a good goal for Fianna Fáil, and that's our aim.
Realistically, though, you can't expect three quotas for Fianna Fáil in a three-seat constituency, can you?
Well, the three candidates took the three seats last time round, and I do think that is achievable again if the right campaign is put into it. There's definitely three seats ever taken again.
Of course, what brings Fianna Fáil together here is the argument that things in Donegal are improving, that money is being spent, and certainly the main towns are expanding. New houses, new shops, new hotels. But there are persistent complaints in the local media about a perceived lack of investment in jobs and in health. and those were among the issues raised when I spoke to voters on the streets of Letterkenny. Now, this town is, of course, the base of Jim MacDade, but with its population pushing towards 20,000, it's also a place where most of the other candidates will be hunting for votes.
Well, I'm a civil servant, you know, and like, I take interest now in the nurses' issue about the pay, and also pay would be an issue for all of us, and like, we're all involved in benchmarking, but if the nurses get their way and step outside benchmarking, it will cause a lot of tensions down the road, so we have to see what their opinions on it, if we can break out from it or what the story is. And then, like, health, roads around this county is always an issue.
I think the main issue that most people would like better health service, and especially with cancer. People have to go to Dublin for treatment, and it's a long journey, and I really think there should be a lot more done for the area in that respect, and that people can go up to Letterkenny Hospital and get whatever treatment they need done without the extra trauma of travelling up to Dublin and back down.
So I suppose some of the major issues at the moment is maybe housing is an issue for I think a lot of younger people in particular, the cost of mortgages and the house prices in Ireland. I suppose there's some concerns as well around the education sector in terms of the fact that I have child and second level education, and I suppose issues around no resources, and there's lots of things around kind of special needs class sizes. I suppose that the cost of books and so on. So they're all things that I'd have an interest in discussing with the politicians.
Well, some of the issues I strongly believe they should be addressing is maybe something to do with the third level education, maybe looking at the grants, things like that now. As a student here myself, that's one of the issues I think that should strongly be addressed in the upcoming elections.
Do you plan on voting yourself? Because, of course, the complaint always is that students don't bother to vote, so politicians don't bother to look after them.
Well, I would believe in voting. I will try my best to get out now. The voting takes place now on a Thursday, which is sort of excluding a lot of students coming out to vote, which is something that students have raised their concerns about.
At this stage, would you have your mind made up?
I wouldn't, actually. I'll not have my mind made up until I'm walking into the booth that day, so as soon as I walk up, the person that comes up and sort of gives me their best speech, never know, their vote could be theirs.
Other than that, would you have come across any of the politicians locally?
Well, James MacDade, obviously. He's done a lot for the town, and I think it's great that he's running. I'm happy to see him running again, so that would be the one now, Fianna Fáil party, that I would go with. Now, I'd like to sort of broaden horizons a wee bit, and maybe it's time for a change of government, but you never know.
Taking the Inishowen Peninsula, we have two candidates running in Inishowen, Celia Keaveney in Mobile and Padraig McLaughlin in Buncrana, South Inishowen. And also we have the Fannet Peninsula, where you have Niall Blaney running as a...
The Fine Gael candidate, Senator Joe McHugh, with a map of Donegal North East, a place where geography plays a part in every election. He argues that in several ways the constituency's isolation will be an issue in this election.
Well, I think there's... the constant drumbeat of the negativity around our peripherality being the most peripheral part of Europe, not necessarily just the peripheral part of Ireland. And our colleagues in Fermanagh, Tyrone and Derry have constantly echoed the point of view that central London failed them west of the ban. And we have a similar situation in Donegal, where central Dublin has basically neglected, from an investment point of view, the whole of the county and the whole of the region, Leitrim, Sligo and Donegal. But at a more local level, as we're a very maritime county and also a coastal county, the fishing industry has been basically consigned to the history books, according to a lot of people along the coast. And where I would like to put forward in this campaign is that there are opportunities, there still are possibilities, especially around the food industry, the inland fisheries, where we should be moving forward in relation to fisheries and also green products from farming, from a farming point of view.
Do you accept, though, that the fishing industry couldn't continue the way it was going, that literally there would be no fish left?
Well, yeah. You have to acknowledge that, yes, there were people within the fishing industry that did operate outside the law, and that cannot be condoned. It can never be condoned. But when you go into canvas a house, which I did in the last fortnight, a house where a woman pointed to her 14-year-old son, and she said, and this was a widow woman, and she pointed to the 14-year-old son and she said, "Fishing has been in our family for five generations. That 14-year-old son of mine wants to fish. He's been told he can't fish."
Fine Gael lost its seat here back in 1997, and even though the party's vote increased slightly in 2002, it failed to make a comeback. The contest on this occasion will be even tougher, but party workers maintain that they're optimistic. Interestingly, Joe McHugh's constituency office is run by an extremely helpful woman who used to do the same job for Jim MacDade, so politics is certainly pretty complicated here. Fianna Fáil aren't the only party in Donegal North East with internal divisions, though. Just up the road from Joe McHugh's constituency office is another office stacked with election posters and humming with campaign volunteers.
Well, I decided to run in the general election initially after the last local elections where my vote increased substantially. And people have been talking about me running as a candidate, and I'd made that decision consciously.
Jimmy Hart was a long-serving Fine Gael councillor until last year when he sundered his ties with the party. Among those manning the office phones, his father, Paddy Hart, who until 1997 was the Fine Gael TD here. Hart the younger claims his former party's election strategy here makes no sense.
Now, when the party decided to run one candidate, after giving assurance that there would be two, I decided that a place like Letterkenny, the largest town in the county, needed an alternative choice for people. We have no other candidate in Letterkenny apart from Fianna Fáil candidate. So a lot of people supported me and a lot of people gave me strong backing. So I decided that I would let the people decide.
Now, some of those people have argued that Jimmy Hart's candidacy will split the Fine Gael vote and ensure that his former party remains without a seat in this constituency. He insists he's looking for votes from all quarters and that he's a genuine independent who would concentrate on attracting more investment for Donegal.
Well, we're dependent at the minute on the building industry to keep our employment up in Donegal, and even at that, we're still way behind the rest of the country. There hasn't been a lot of inward investment in Donegal the last 10 years, last 15 years. What we need is catch up with the rest of the country. We're not getting that.
It has been reported that Fine Gael have tried to get you back on side in recent weeks, have they?
Well, there were approaches made to me. I spoke to high-ranking members of the party out of courtesy, but I've had my plan in place for 10 months, for a year almost. We know where we're going in this election. The team I have together are committed. We have a strong political background and we have experience in the team. We have the funding together and we're up and running. So I spoke to them out of courtesy, but you know, I've made my decision, and good luck to them and good luck to Enda Kenny. But at the end of the day, when elected, I'll talk to Enda Kenny and Bertie Ahern, and whoever produces the best shopping list for Donegal North East will get my vote, and I don't make any apologies for that.
Jimmy decided not to contest this convention. He decided not to turn up. He decided to run as an independent, and he has a democratic right to do that, and I wish him well.
Is Jimmy Hart, though, is he not likely to stymie your chance of winning a seat in the sense that he's going to split the Fine Gael vote?
Well, I think we can always use the blame game in politics for not getting elected, but I would be confident that the electorate in Donegal will put the best voice forward for Dáil Éireann.
Among the other names on the ballot paper in Donegal North East, Frank Gallagher will be running for the Green Party. They didn't have a candidate here on the last occasion. Everybody I spoke to reckoned that if the Greens are doing well across the country, he could pick up a reasonable vote, but it's hard to see him in the final shake-up. Siobhan McLaughlin is the Labour candidate. She'll be trying to improve on the 1,000-odd votes the party received 5 years ago. Ian McGarvey, who has built up a profile as an independent councillor, will also be running. But the consensus here has it that the other candidate with the greatest chance of electoral success is the Sinn Féin man, Padraig McLaughlin.
If you look at the statistics in Donegal, we've got all the wrong ones. We've got the highest unemployment, we've got the lowest wages, we've got the highest early school leaving.
Despite this area's Republican reputation, over the past 20 years, Sinn Féin have never been in the frame for a seat. And no doubt there was a Blaney factor in that. As recently as 1992, the party's candidate in Donegal North East got a few hundred votes and lost his deposit. And just 5 years ago, Sinn Féin got less than half of the vote of Fine Gael, who also failed to take a seat. So I put it to Padraig McLaughlin that he still had considerable ground to make up.
Well, 5 years is a long time. Since 2002, Sinn Féin had only two town councillors in Donegal in 2002. We now have four county councillors, we have five town councillors and an Idris member, and we almost elected Pearse Doherty as an MEP.
During this election campaign, there's likely to be far more scrutiny of Sinn Féin's actual policies, in particular its economic policy. Now, it has been argued that if the public really knew what Sinn Féin was proposing, that your support would be very small indeed.
On the contrary, I would argue that if people really knew what Sinn Féin's economic policies were,
they would actually support us much strongly. We're sensible people. We're pragmatic. We're not going to wreck the economy. We will look at the needs of health, education, housing, childcare, the needs of working families across the state, and we will try to make the economy serve the people rather than the reverse.
And that presumably would include raising tax, not a popular move.
Well, what we have said is we want to see an overall review of the tax system. And in that context, we are not calling for increases in tax in our manifesto.
With the election now just a few weeks away, it seems to me that many people are growing more reluctant to call outcomes. Nowhere is that more true than in Donegal North East. There's a reluctance here to name the poll topper, not to mind the 1-2-3. An opinion poll in one local paper, the Tyrconnell Tribune, put Padraig McLaughlin in front, with Cecilia Keaveney and Jim McDade also in a strong position. It could be argued that such an outcome would be unlikely because two of those candidates, Keaveney and McLaughlin, are based in Inishowen. But a redrawing of the boundaries means that the peninsula now has almost half of the constituency's population, so it's not impossible. Others I spoke to cautioned that at this stage it would be very foolish to write off Niall Blaney. Plus, if, as has been apparent in recent weeks, Fine Gael are on the up, Joe McHugh must be in the running here. Kieran O'Donnell, who's the deputy editor of the Donegal Democrat, says this is shaping up to be one of the most exciting elections here in many years, and he's among those not willing to predict an outcome.
It's a difficult question to answer, Rachel, because, you know, there are so many possibilities that sort of can unfold, and it depends who you're talking to. I suppose, realistically, you're looking at five candidates to sort of be in the scrap for the three seats in Donegal North East.
And when you say five candidates, you're talking about the three sitting TDs, you're talking about Joe McHugh of Fine Gael and Padraig McLaughlin of Sinn Féin.
Yes, Jimmy Hurd is going to be in the mix as well earlier on. It depends how he fares with first preferences.
So essentially then, is it a case of two Fianna Fáil and either Padraig McLaughlin or Joe McHugh? Hard to see them both making it.
Hard to see them both making it, but maybe we could be calling it totally wrong. It could end up maybe one Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael and one Sinn Féin, and that'd really put the cat among the pigeons.
A very, very unlikely scenario, but not, according to some I spoke to here, entirely impossible. So what then of the three seats next door in Donegal's South West? There was also a significant U-turn here, with the outgoing Fine Gael TD Dinny McGinley deciding just a few weeks ago that he would, after all, be running. It has been widely reported that his re-emergence was prompted by private opinion polls indicating that in the election that seat was likely to go to Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty. The other incumbents are Agriculture Minister Mary Coughlan and the Junior Transport Minister Pat the Cope Gallagher. Kieran O'Donnell.
The reality is that Dinny McGinley is back and is running, and I suppose that will impact mostly on Piers Doherty. The fact that he would be very close to Dinny geographically, he would have been there to sort of hoover up the big vote in Gweedore.
Again, we're a few weeks out from the election. A lot of people have seen this as coming down to two Fianna Fáil and then either Sinn Féin or Fine Gael. But is it as simple as that?
I think it's probably more predictable than Donegal North East, because you've got two big players in the likes of Pat Cope Gallagher and Mary Coughlan, and the fact that Dinny McGinley has been around for 25 years. Piers Doherty has built up a high profile for himself too. In effect, there are really the four going for the three, Rachel. It's much more clear cut than up here.
At the moment, how do you see it breaking down then?
Dinny McGinley and Piers Doherty to more likely to battle out for the third seat, with Pat the Cope and Mary Coughlan being elected.
And if you had to go for one of the two?
Piers Doherty.
Kieran O'Donnell of the Donegal Democrat. Also in the field will be Seamus Rogers of Labour, Sean O'Muel Callan of the Green Party and independent John Doherty. Contrary to some expectations, it also seems highly unlikely that Sinn Féin will run a second candidate here. Well, that's it for this week, and indeed this is the final programme in the series. The political picture has undoubtedly evolved over the past 6 months while I've been on the road, and I think we can look forward to a fascinating few weeks. There will of course be further coverage of all 43 constituencies on RTE radio programmes between now and polling day. Thanks for listening.